Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, gamers. This is Budget Arcade, the normally free-to-play video game review podcast, where in normal weeks, we rate and review a free-to-play game. However, in these off weeks, I take you through a bit of video game news, hence that fancy new music that we got at the beginning of the pod, and then I tell you what I'm playing, what you can expect as far as some video game releases go. And yeah, just typical video game things. This week, at the time of this recording, E3 2021 is coming to a conclusion. I'm recording this on a Tuesday, and so we've heard from most of the major video game publishers. However, Nintendo is supposed to have their Nintendo Direct, E3 Nintendo Direct today. So we won't get to that, but anyways, we heard from we heard from Microsoft. Microsoft was the big publisher at E3 this year. Sony has, you know, for the past several years, has skipped E3 and decided to do their own thing. Nintendo kind of, you know, does their own thing too, although their timeline for releasing, you know, news around E3 lines up somewhat with the week. However, big video game news out of Microsoft's press conference. And I will say, Microsoft has brought the goods as far as video exclusive video game titles go. How excited are you for those exclusive games? I don't know. That's the thing. Microsoft for years has been promising exclusive titles for their platform, the Xbox system, and now Game Pass. So they have delivered on that, but they've also, you know, promised exciting games. And what comes with new IPs is, you know, the audience doesn't really know what kind of games they're getting. Microsoft has acquired a ton of great video game developing studios. The most recent acquisition being Bethesda. And Bethesda had a huge presence at this year's Microsoft E3 press conference. And we'll just run down some of the games that were shown. Starting with Microsoft Flight Simulator. It's finally coming to consoles. It's no longer just a PC title. It's coming to the Xbox Series X and S. And it's going to run at 30 frames per second. You know, that might be a little disappointing for some folks, but I think as far as how detailed that game is, it'll look very smooth. The gameplay for the game on running on the Xbox Series X looked very, very good. Flight Simulator has long been a game that I've looked at and been like, man, I wish that was on a console. Well, here it comes. And so that was announced. Forza Horizon 5 was also announced. It looks fantastic. We've come to expect that from a Forza game. And so, much like the Gran Turismo on the PlayStation, Forza showcases the tech that the Xbox can put out. And so, let's see, what else? What else did we see from Microsoft? Bethesda announced a new IP exclusive for the Xbox ecosystem, or I guess Microsoft's ecosystem. Starfield, what it was described as, was a Han Solo simulator. I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like hearing that something is a Han Solo simulator. Does that mean it's a, you know, it's a pilot sim? It was also described as trying to be Skyrim in space. Now that gets me a little excited. It's a Bethesda game, so that makes sense. But I mean, what is it? I want to see more from the Starfield game. The premise has me very excited, but I want to see more. I want to see, you know, I want to see the game in action. So that was announced. There is Replaced is another Bethesda published game in partnership with Microsoft. It's a sci-fi platformer that's coming to both the Xbox and the PC in 2022. Halo Infinite, the multiplayer was shown off quite extensively, and Halo also received a release date, and it is coming out in this holiday season. I believe it was November, late November 2021, for the Xbox Series X, S, the Xbox One, and the PC. So and it also includes a free-to-play multiplayer. That's one of the things that was announced, is that there is going to be a free-to-play aspect to to Halo Infinite, which is pretty cool. Microsoft also announced that 33 new games would be added to Game Pass this year. I'll run down most of them. Starfield, Redfall, Psychonauts 2, The Outer Worlds 2. That was another big announcement by Bethesda, and it is going to be a Microsoft exclusive, which is a bit disappointing, is because The Outer Worlds was a multi-platform release and kind of had a groundswell of support over its initial release. It was out on PlayStation, Xbox, the Switch. Fantastic game. Fantastic game. It's Fallout in space. And, The Outer Worlds 2 looks fantastic as well. And I'm a bit disappointed that it's not going to be multi-platform, at least not yet. This was a Microsoft showcase, so it would make sense that Bethesda would hold whether or not they were going to multi-platform release the game maybe after an exclusive period. It makes sense that they would hold that information for down the road. But I imagine it will be. It's probably a timed exclusive for Microsoft. I don't think it makes much sense in terms of sales to have the game not release multi-platform. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong multiple times. I'm wrong like 65% of my day. So I'm probably wrong on this one too. But that one's coming to Game Pass. Flight Simulator, Halo Infinite multiplayer, Forza Horizon 5, Back for Blood, that's another new IP. Contraband, Hades, Yakuza Like a Dragon, 12 Minutes, The Evil Within 2, all the Fallout games, and Atomic Heart, that's another new IP. So Game Pass is looking good. If you're not a Game Pass subscriber, you're probably going to want to dive into that one this year at the earliest. So Square Enix, let's talk about that a little bit. Square Enix also had their showcase, and their big announcement was a Guardians of the Galaxy game. While the internet collectively didn't lose their mind, but got very timidly excited. That's an oxymoron, but they also announced an upcoming expansion or DLC for the Avengers game that they also developed. Eidos Montréal, who developed both the Avengers game and this upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy game, they announced a Black Panther update. Extension, DLC, whatever you want to call it. But this Guardians of the Galaxy game, see, like, Avengers wasn't that good. It was a sloppy title with sloppy gameplay, sloppy mechanics. The biggest thing it had going for it was that it was kind of drop in, drop out, and that was it. Cool, you got to play as some other characters, but it just wasn't that great, and I don't see why Square Enix thought that developing a completely new standalone Guardians of the Galaxy game that utilizes the same gameplay and the same type of mechanics would be a good move. Why not just release it as another DLC? I don't know. But the character designs behind the Guardians of the Galaxy characters are all over the place. Star-Lord, character of Star-Lord, doesn't look anything like Star-Lord we've seen, and that tends to fall in line with what we saw from the Avengers game, where the character models didn't really match up with the MCU models. Chris Evans didn't look like Chris Evans with Captain America in the Avengers game, and Tony Stark didn't look like Robert Downey Jr., that type of thing. But the character design for Star-Lord in this Guardians of the Galaxy game, just I saw something there, and it looks like Jake Paul. Is that his name? Logan Paul? Jake Paul? Jake Paul. That everybody's favorite internet sensation, Jake Paul. I did see a meme about that. Square Enix also announced Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, and you play as a character named Jack, and who's got his friends with him to defeat this character Chaos. You know, it'll bring in certain other aspects from the Final Fantasy franchise, but it's supposed to release on the PS4, the PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and the PC. So multi-platform, an official multi-platform release. Babylon's Fall, another game from Square Enix, got a new gameplay trailer. The game looks cool. I don't know much about it, but it got a new gameplay trailer. Apparently, it's been in the works for a while. Life is Strange, True Colors, got a new gameplay reveal, and Final Fantasy Pixel remaster it's coming for Steam and mobile, and it's an official remaster for the Final Fantasy games 1 through 6, so that's kind of cool. That was about it for Square Enix. Capcom had their E3 presser as well. It was announced that Resident Evil Village is getting some DLC. I haven't played Resident Evil Village, but I hear it's all right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Resident Evil Reverse was announced. It's an online multiplayer game that will launch next month, actually. So be on the lookout for that. That got a gameplay reveal trailer. Monster Hunter Stories 2: Rings of Ruin got a new, new trailer, and was announced that Monster Hunter Stories 2 will be getting free trial version on June 25th, so by the time you're listening to this, later this week. And it'll contain a save transfer feature for the full game, as it will also, Monster Hunter Stories 2 will also get some free updates that include Monster Hunter Rise's Palamute on July 15th. And then Monster Hunter Stories 2 Wings of Ruin is getting a Nintendo Switch release date for July 9th. That was pretty much it for Capcom. They don't typically do too much. So if you listen to my last standalone episode, I ran through the upcoming June video game releases. Let's go over what's coming in July. So we got Monster Hunter Stories 2 Wings of Ruin coming to the Switch and the PC on July 9th. We've got your Formula One 2021 coming to all your consoles. We got The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD, which is the remastered version of the Wii title, coming to the Switch on July 16th. Orcs Must Die 3 on July 23rd. We got the Great Ace Attorney Chronicles, which is getting a PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC release on July 27th. The Ascent on the Xbox One, the Series X and S, and PC on July 29th. That's about it. That's all the major releases. July is typically not a very good month for video game releases in any year. This year seems particularly slim. So if you're aching for a new game, look elsewhere. Don't look for a new game in July. Although Skyward Sword, that's got me a little bit excited. I'll probably end up downloading that for the Switch. I never finished the game when it was on Wii. I didn't like the controls, so I'm hoping that the Switch version will take some of that pressure off of the controls. Even though that was one of the main things about the Wii, the title for the Wii was that it had the motion controls. And so, from what I've heard people talk about, what I've read, Skyward Sword's a pretty good Zelda title, so I'm excited to maybe dive into that. But so let's get into what I've been playing these past 2 weeks. And if you listen to the last Standalone Pod with me, you know that I was anxious to jump into Hitman 3, which I have. It is PS5. Well, it's not PS5 exclusive, but I'm playing on the PS5, and it's a great looking game. I'll say that much. Very, very aesthetically pleasing to look at. I'm just not a Hitman fan, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Stealth gameplay is cool, and a game built around stealth gameplay, and a game where you're playing an assassin, and you're hired to do different jobs and all this. I mean, it's cool. The missions are unique. There's several ways that you can go about, you know, taking care of a mission, killing the person that you're supposed to kill, all this. It's just slow. It's a slow burn game. You have to devote a lot of time to playing this particular franchise, because there isn't really a run and gun aspect. You have guns, you can pick up guns, but the game's not designed to do that. And so I've put about 10 or 12 hours into Hitman 3. It's just not... I probably won't finish it. I've got Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart waiting on me. If you've listened for any length of period of time to this podcast, to me and Jeff, when we talk about games, you know I don't like to jump from game to game in the middle of them, so I try to finish them. But I probably won't finish Hitman 3. It's developed by IO Interactive. This is their bailiwick. This is what they're known for. Hitman is a good game. It's great reviews. People love it. I just think you have to be in the mood to play this type of game. The stories are engaging. They're just not for me. So let's see. What else? What have I been playing? On PS Now, I downloaded Mafia 3. I hadn't played it. Developed by 2K. It's a more subdued GTA. A very story-driven GTA. It looks great. I'm playing the PS4 version on the PS5. But very heavily story-driven. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying this one a lot. I'm not that far into it. I just maybe got through the prologue. So I'm anxious to see where this one goes. Now, the advantage to this is that this is like a game that I would play just in passing. I'm not looking, you know, to finish this game before I jump into like Ratchet and Clank. I can put this game aside, let it sit for a while, come back to it. And so that it's so far it's pretty good. I like the gunplay mechanics behind it. Third person, the driving is pretty crisp in the game. A large part of it takes place in Louisiana, New Orleans, so that's cool. Seeing a different location for an open world game, you know, and so I'm anxious to dive deeper into Mafia 3 and see how it stacks up against the first two Mafia games, which were pretty good in my opinion. I also downloaded a lot of Sonic titles got added to the PS Now. I think it was Sonic Unleashed that I downloaded. Yeah, it might have been Sonic Unleashed. No, maybe not. It was a Sonic game, but it wasn't Sonic Unleashed. It was a Sonic game. I don't know. I don't pay that close of attention. I downloaded and I played like 2 hours of it. It wasn't a good game. So I was like, not doing this again. And I quickly deleted it. But a lot of Sonic titles got added to the PS Now. A lot of OG Sonic games. Sonic Generations, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Forces, that's the game I was playing. Sonic Forces was what I was playing. Came out in 2017. It's not good. If you're a Sonic fan, maybe you like it. You can create your own character and play as that character. But you also get to play as Sonic and some other characters. It's not good. Team Sonic Racing, Sonic Mania, Sonic the Fighters, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episodes 1 through 3, Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic Generation, Sonic CD, and then Sonic Unleashed. Those were all added in the past month or so to PS Now. So if you're a Sonic fan and you happen to be a PS Now subscriber, that's pretty cool. You know, you get to dive into some OG Sonic games, try out some new ones, see how bad those are. And it coincides with Sega announced a new Sonic game very recently. So that's what I've been playing. I'm going to dive into Ratchet and Clank here very soon. I'm very excited for that. You know, it's got the best graphics that many people have ever seen on a console. The gameplay is so smooth. Everything I've seen, everything I've read, everything I've heard just screams that this is a must-have platformer, and I'm excited to get into it. I'm a big Ratchet and Clank fan. It's something that this console was a game. It was a game exclusively made for this particular console by Insomniac, and they make terrific games, and so I'm excited for that. That's pretty much it. You know, some more E3 news coming our way as the time of the recording. So by the time you're listening to this, Nintendo will have already announced the next Switch iteration. They'll probably give it like a $350 price point. Might announce some new games. They may show Breath of the Wild 2, a new Mario game. Who knows? If you know, and you didn't listen to it here, or it wasn't mentioned by me, and you think we should know about it, hit us up on our socials. We're on Twitter, on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, Twitch, all, you know, add us, Budget Arcade, game? I don't know. You'll find us. Just search Budget Arcade, you'll see us. Everything will be in the show notes. If you want to help us out, you can join our Patreon, and you can find everything that fancies your little hearts on our Discord. You know, we have a raging, overpopulated Discord. server where you can join and you can talk games and movies and pretty much anything. We got a music channel, everything that you want, you find in our Discord. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, you get exclusive access to talk to me, Scott, Jeff, everybody, and you get some behind the scenes look at the podcast. So find us there, hit us up, tell us how we're doing. Hit up Jeff. You can find him on Twitter and Podcast by Jeff, and tell him that you miss his voice and you want to hear him in your ears every week. So so that maybe we can guilt trip him into coming back. But for now, I'm standing on my solo gig, and next week we're reviewing the mobile game Curse of Aros, Aros, and so you can download that on your Android or Apple devices and play along and leave us some commentary in the Discord, and we'll read it here on the pod, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.